we're good. Sure. My name is James Jopling. I'm Director for Scotland at Breakthrough Breast Cancer. I think this is simply devastating news for women with secondary breast cancer in Scotland, and particularly those women with the certain type of breast cancer that this new drug, Kadcyla, was designed to give extra life for. There's no question that this drug was incredibly expensive, at a price point higher than the Scottish Medicines Consortium have approved many other drugs for use across the NHS for many other conditions. But what we can't forget is this is a drug giving up to 6 months average extra life for women who've pretty much run out of options. Secondary breast cancer is what kills women in Scotland, as many as 1,000 every year. And for some of these women, they've had the opportunity to use this drug taken away. Well, the decision made today is on the basis of clinical trials. What's done as part of these calculations is to work out how many women will benefit from the drug, and the estimates are 120 women in the first year of licence for this drug would have been able to access this through the NHS in Scotland. Those women won't be able to do it through that route now, and they've had the opportunity to use a drug which we think has substantial improvements in life expectancy and quality of life. It's no longer available to them in the way we'd hoped. Well, women can speak to their healthcare team, and they may be able to make individual patient requests through their team to get specific access to this drug on a case-by-case basis. But as such, there's no guarantee that they'll get access to it in this way. And what this points to is a wider problem. We're looking at drugs that are more and more sophisticated and more expensive, and we cannot have a system which is unable to approve them and give access to people for these drugs, because they're making a substantial difference to people's lives at a time when they need them most. Well, I think it takes decision makers like the SMC and across the England and Wales NICE and the UK and Scottish governments to sit round with pharmaceutical companies and work out what ways they can beat this problem. It's simply wrong that we're making developments in new drug treatments, giving women hope that they have longer with family, friends and their children, and they're not being able to get those drugs to people through the NHS. We have to find a solution to this problem. No, that's fine.